Hey. Hey, wake up. Wake up, goddammit. Hold still. Now you're going to do exactly what I tell you to if you don't want to get hurt. Got it? Listen, asshole. You don't get to ask questions, all right? You see this knife? Yeah, exactly. You don't need to know who I am. You just need to know that I'm the one with the big-ass knife, all right? Now are you going to do what I say? Don't you scream. Don't you say a word. Just nod your head. Okay, good. Now raise up your right hand. Hold still while I tie it to your bed. Hey, what did I just fucking say? Look, I don't want to hurt you, but I swear I will. So keep still. All right, there. I got that hand done. Now the other one. Come on. Okay, there we go. Now I want you to answer me calmly. That means no screaming and no bullshit. Where are the diamonds? The diamonds. Come on, don't bullshit me here. You expect me to buy this? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Do I need to remind you that I have you tied to a bed? I'm on top of you, and I'm pressing a knife against your throat. Oh, for Christ's sake, come on. Just tell me where you're keeping the goddamn diamonds, and I'll leave, and you'll never see me again. Fuck. Okay, you know what? I'm going to count to five. If I say five, and you haven't told me where the diamonds are, I'm going to slit your throat. One. Two. Come on, I'm not fucking around here. Three. Four. Oh, Jesus. You really aren't lying, are you? You have no idea what I'm talking about. Well, shit. Hey, come on, calm down. Don't scream. Come on. Here, look, I took the knife away from your throat, see? I'm not going to kill you, okay? Just stop screaming. Oh, for fuck's sake, let me just... Here. Christ. I didn't want to have to gag you, but you wouldn't stop screaming. You're lucky I had that extra glove in my pocket. Otherwise, I would have had to just knock you out or something. Now just calm down. I'm not going to kill you. I believe you, all right? Shit. I can't believe I actually broke into the wrong house. I should have guessed you weren't the guy. Why would you leave your window unlocked? Oh, sorry, I guess. Hey, if I take that glove out of your mouth, are you going to start screaming at me again? No? You promise? All right, just hold still for me. There. You okay? I didn't cut your neck up or anything, right? Oh, Jesus. I really fucked this one up. All right, well, do you need anything? No. Sorry. No, I'm not going to untie you yet. Not until I figure out a way to do that without risking you tackling me or something. I mean, I could just knock you out, but with the way my night's going, I just end up hitting you so hard you die or something. So I can't... What? Huh? No. No! I'm not going to take my mask off. Are you serious? I just broke into your house and held a knife to your throat. I'd have to kill you if I did that. Now, wait, don't. Oh, for fuck's sake. Come on, stop screaming. Look, I'm not going to take my mask off, so I'm not going to kill you. I just said, can you just. Oh my God, please just shut the fuck up. Here, I still have the glove. Here, so I can. Hey, don't bite me. Ugh. God damn it. you know, I didn't want to do that again, but you started screaming when I told you to stop screaming. And wait, hold on. Are you serious right now? Let me just move my hips a little and holy shit. Holy shit. You're getting hard right now. Oh my God, you have to be fucking kidding me. You're seriously getting horny right now? Somebody just broke into your house and they took a knife and... Okay, well, to be fair, I have been grinding my ass against your crotch this whole time. I've been on top of you and I'm wearing a cat suit, which I do look fucking perfect in. So yeah, this is at least partially my fault. Still, you really need to get your priorities straight. Now is not the time. Jeez, now I gotta think about that on top of everything else. You know, you're really making this difficult for me, right? I mean, it's not my fault I broke into the wrong house. Well, I still don't know how it isn't my fault, but I'll figure it out eventually. Jesus, could you stop, like, throbbing? It's distracting. Do you always get this hard when you're scared? Huh. Oh, right, I put the glove in your mouth again. And no, I'm not taking it out. You know, this actually gives me an idea about getting out of this whole thing. I mean, you are kind of cute. Actually, you look really cute all scared like that. I'm not going to lie. You know what? Fuck it. It's worth a shot. Can't exactly hurt anything. So, how tired do you usually get after you come? Oh, shit. I keep forgetting about the gag. I'll nod your head if you get tired after you come. Okay, do you get, like, super tired? Like, groggy? That wasn't really a nod or a shake. Okay, how about this? I'll make you come, and then I'll cut one of your hands free. Then I'll get the hell out of here while you're recovering or whatever. By the time you've got enough energy to untie your other hand, I'll be long gone. I'm such a genius. I mean, that's a good idea, right? I mean, you're cool with it. I already broke into your house and threatened to kill you. I mean, I don't want to force you or anything. Oh, wow, you're nodding fast. Do you just want to get rid of me, or are you really that excited? I mean, judging by how hard your cock is getting, I'm just going to assume it's a little bit of both. Now, I already got your blanket off earlier, so I can just... reach down to your underwear and... shit. Come on. Lift your hips up or... no, you can't lift them up because I'm on them. Shit. And I can't get up off you because you might kick me or something. Oh, wait. The knife. Now stay perfectly still and... there. What? Hey. Whoa. Chill out. I just cut your underwear off, see? Your dick is fine. I mean, wow. Wow, your dick is really fine. Jesus, how did you manage to keep that thing hidden in that underwear? I knew I felt a bulge, but damn. I'm actually getting a little worked up myself, to be honest. All right, now I'm just going to take one of my gloves off and start jerking you off, okay? Oh, you look disappointed. Did you think I was just going to fuck you? Sorry, but then I might be too exhausted to get out of your house after we're done. I mean, this is some pretty impressive equipment you're packing here. Look, my hands are all super soft, okay? It's still gonna feel really good, I promise. See? Just feel this. Oh, there we go. I heard you moan even through that gag. Maybe it's not my hands being soft. Maybe it's the fear heightening all your senses. Whatever. I'm just glad you're enjoying yourself. Your cock feels great throbbing in my hand, though. Here, let me just give it some lubrication. Glad I cut a hole in this mask. There we go. Oh, I bet that feels so fucking good. With how nimble my hands are, I know I give a mean fucking tug job. And that spit probably makes it even... Oh, shit. I just spit on you. I just left my DNA on your dick. I mean, I was probably leaving fingerprints on there regardless. Shit, 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 shit. Hey, promise me you won't, like, I don't know, collect a sample or something after I leave. Wow, that sounded way grosser than I thought it would when I said it out loud. Whatever, promise me, all right? Or else I'll stop stroking your dick and I'll just leave you tied up here or something. Come on, nod your head. All right, good. I guess I'm just gonna have to trust you on that. You know, your moaning is really cute. And I like how your eyes get all droopy too. You're pretty adorable. Kinda wish we met under different circumstances. I'd love to tie you up more than once. Well, I wonder what would happen if I dragged a finger across your frenulum. Oh, that little squeak. Jesus Christ, that's fucking hot. Better not do that too much. I don't want you coming already. Oh, what's wrong? You want me to make you come quick? Sorry, but I need to make sure you come as hard as you can so that you're too tired to chase after me, remember? We're going to be here a while, all right? Just try and enjoy it. I know it's making you feel good. Here, I'll even start rubbing my thumb over your head once in a while. See? I'm not such a bad person. I don't like stealing from random people. I mean, people like you don't have anything that's worth stealing, to be honest. Well, I didn't mean it like that. What I meant was, like, only super rich people have diamonds and tons of cash, you know? I'm sure you've got tons of stuff worth stealing if I looked hard enough. I mean, I'm not going to, I swear. I'm already in enough trouble as it is. Hey, try to keep your hips still, all right? I don't want to fall off of you. It feels that good, huh? Having my thumb glide over your glands while I squeeze with every upward stroke. Oh, you look so fucking hot. I almost want to take the bottom of my suit off and start riding your face. But then I'd have to take that glove out of your mouth and I can't risk that. Are you always this submissive? Or is it just when masked intruders break into your home? Whatever, that works for me. Hey, what did I say about you moving your hips? Come on, can't you just keep still? Actually, I have an idea here. Calm down, I'll start jerking you off again. Let me just adjust myself here. Ah, there we go. You know, along with acrobatics, I've taken quite a few wrestling classes. With my legs hooked around yours and my other arm holding your chest, you can't squirm around so much and you're definitely not getting away. Although it is pretty cute when you get squirmy. I don't know why, but I just feel like I'm doing the right thing. Taking care of you or something? I mean, it's the least you deserve after getting your house broken into. Hey, you can moan as much as you want, by the way. It's really fucking hot. You know, not to get too mushy or anything, but I really just want to kiss you right now. Just shove my tongue down your throat and choke you with it. This isn't the first time I've dominated a guy, but I'm definitely having the most fun with you. Maybe it's just a combination of the excitement, me feeling bad for you. I don't know, but this just feels, I don't know, it feels right. Oh, fuck. You're leaking so much. I wonder how long I could edge you for. You know, one time I read this thing that said if I did just the right thing, I could stimulate a guy for like 3 hours or something without making him shoot. I'm not going to do that to you, don't worry. I mean, I probably would if I had the time. Oh, you look so bummed out all of a sudden. Are you worried I'm actually going to edge you for 3 hours? I promise I won't. Come on, don't look at me like that. Fuck. Hey, what if I started stroking your chest, huh? Would that make you feel better? Or maybe I could tweak your nipples a little? Wait, are you ticklish? I figured. All right, I'll just stick to stroking your chest instead. Maybe scratch it a little. See, that feels better, doesn't it? Oh, the way you try to lurch away from my legs right there is so fucking cute. You're completely under my mercy, and there's no way you can get away. How does that feel? How does it feel knowing that you're helpless? That some strange woman just came into your room, threatened you with a knife, and is now jerking you off. Feels good, doesn't it? You know what else feels good? Oh, yeah, that's right. Coming feels really good, doesn't it? Oh, coming, shooting that load all over your stomach, letting me pull it all out of you. I bet you want to come, don't you? Why haven't you yet? Are you waiting for me to give you permission? You're scared I'll get mad if you come before I say you can. Oh, it's okay. I won't get mad, cutie. No, you can come whenever you want. In fact, you can come now. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Let it all out. Oh, so fucking good. Oh, fuck. There's so much coming out. Oh, I can feel you spasming in my arms. Oh, your cock pulsating as it shoots. Oh, fuck. So fucking hot. Oh, baby, you're making such a mess. I'm gonna have to make sure this suit goes right in the laundry when I get home. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. All you gotta do is keep coming. Let it all out. Oh, there we go. All done. And that really did make you tired. Damn. You look like you're about to fall asleep. I kind of don't want to let you go. Hope you're still okay. Here, I'm going to pull the glove out now, all right? And there. You okay? You don't need a drink of water or anything? No? All right, you promise? Okay, good. Well, I guess this is it. Huh? What was that? Thank you? Did you just thank me for... Oh my God, that's... That's fucking adorable. Well, you're very welcome. Hey, listen. I really did mean what I said about wanting to tie you up more than once. You've been really cool about this whole thing, and... Well, this might be kind of unorthodox, but what's one more surprise for tonight, right? How about I come by tomorrow night? And if you leave your window unlocked again, I'll come in and we can have a little more fun. And next time, I'll use more than just my hand. Does that sound okay to you? All right, perfect. Hey, either way, take care of yourself, all right? You're pretty chill. I like that. Hey there, cutie. Thanks for letting me come back in. Now wait, before we get started with anything, there's something I want to do first. So, how do I look without the mask on?